This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that youth power of India will fulfill the dream of making the country a developed nation. Mr. Modi emphasized the crucial role of India's youth in shaping the country's future over the next 25 years. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering at the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. The National Youth Day is celebrated on 12th January every year in commemoration of the birth anniversary of the great spiritual leader, philosopher, thinker and youth icon, Swami Vivekananda. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted that India is accomplishing its goals in numerous sectors well ahead of time. He said a developed India will be the one that is empowered economically, strategically, socially and culturally. He said the entire nation is remembering Swami Vivekananda today. The Prime Minister added that Swami Vivekananda had immense faith in the youth of the country. The three-day Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue began on Friday, providing a unique platform for the youth to present innovative solutions for Vikasit Bharat. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami inaugurated the first International Uttarakhandi Pravasi Summit in Dehradun today. The objective of the summit is to promote investment in the state and tourism in Uttarakhand by endorsing the culture of the state abroad. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said the ideas and messages emerging during the event will reach the Pravasi Uttarakhandi brothers and sisters living in the country and abroad. In Chhattisgarh, three Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. A huge cache of arms and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. Search operations were still going on in the area when reports last came in. The biggest confluence of faith and humanity, Maha Kumbh, will begin tomorrow at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. All arrangements are in place for pilgrims who will attend the grand event. People have started arriving in the city in large numbers to attend the Maha Kumbh. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat inaugurated Kalagram in Prayagraj this evening, which will showcase the rich and vibrant culture of the country. Senior BJP leader Smriti Irani today said that two Aam Aadmi Party MLAs are allegedly involved in making fake Aadhaar cards for Bangladeshi infiltrators. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, she said that Delhi police has also sent two notices to the MLAs and staff members in the case. The BJP leader questioned Aam Aadmi Party leaders over the silence on the issue of national security. Mrs. Irani also accused the party MLAs of not coordinating with the security agencies. Meanwhile, AAP national spokesperson Priyanka Kakkar accused BJP of registering fake cases against the party's leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. This tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Sonmarg en route to Leh. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also meet the construction workers and acknowledge their contribution to this engineering feat. The Sonmarg Tunnel project, around 12 kilometers long, has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as the President of the United States on the 20th of this month. In the Australian Open tennis, reigning champion and top seed Arinka Sabalenka of Belarus registered a commanding 6-3, 6-2 victory over former US Open winner Sloane Stephens in the first round of the women's singles today. Fifth seed Qin Wencheng of China, 11th seed Spaniard Paula Badosa and 14th seed Mira Andreeva of Russia also advanced into the second round. In men's singles, Olympic champion Chen Qingwen of China, Norway's sixth seed Casper Ruud and the Japanese veteran Kie Nishikori rallied to make into the second round of the tournament. However, India's Sumit Nagal crashed out of the Australian Open. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 371 runs set by India, Ireland were 189 for 5 in 42.3 overs in the second ODI of the three-match series at Rajkot in Gujarat when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.